Blog Talk Radio.
Control of my pride and my ego, myself, my family members, and my people. All I could do is my best. All I can see is me being the best. I want the best. I feel like I'm the best, but I gotta keep control of my pride and my ego. And I just want the best for myself, my family members, and my people. I do my best. All I could do is my best. I am so good at just doing my best. All I can see is me being the best. I want the best, that's why I feel like I'm the best. But I gotta keep control of my pride and my ego. And I just want the best for myself, my family members, and my people. I do my best. All I can could do is my best. I am so good at just doing my best. All I can see is me digging the best. I want the best, that's why I can never stop. When I see a gold pot at the end of that rainbow, and I'm destined for the top. All I can see is top looks on their face like they brain blow. I do my best, they do their best to deflect. Reject me from reaching that level that's next. I give two shits if you like me, I want the respect. Cut me my check, I don't socialize a lot. I rock shows like a hustling brain bag, a bank roll. Not impressed with what you got. Car clothes and materialistic and lame, ho. That don't mean shit to me. Too busy researching my history. Look what they did to my people. You kidding me? Fuck what they giving. I'm taking my reparations with what God is giving me. Reaching the nation of people with rhyme and ability. It don't make sense to me. How they can fit through a supremacy like my identity never existed. Superior entity. Young black and I'm gifted. Never repent from me being black. Never let them censor me speaking facts. That's why I feel like I'm the best. But I gotta keep control of my pride and my ego. And I just want the best for myself, my family, members, and my people. I do my best. All I could do is my best. I am so good at just doing my best. All I can see is me being the best. I want the best, that's why I feel like I'm the best. But I gotta keep control of my pride and my ego. And I just want the best for myself, my family, members, and my people. I do my best. All I could do is my best. I am so good at this. That's all I can do. All I can see my is best. Me being the best. All I can see is me being the best. I just want the best, I ain't never had shit yet. And still I consider me blessed. Blessed to be living, free from the stress of me giving a fuck about this, about that. Having regrets, or stressing about what's gonna happen next. Can't think about shit that ain't happened yet. I just ride the wave, I try to get paid. I live for today, tomorrow ain't promised. I'm ripping the stage, I'm turning the page. I'm out of the drama, my darker days. Mistakes that I made in my early age, it was just a phase. They led me to finally finding me. Me losing the ball and was blinding me. But now I stay focused, I keep my eyes open. It's only a dream if I fall asleep. I sleep and I'm dead as long as I'm breathing. I give her the business. I speak from the spirit as God is my witness. They tripping as if my identity never existed. Superior entity. Y'all black and I'm gifted. Never repent from me being black. Never let them censor me speaking sex. That's why I feel like I'm the best. But I gotta keep control of my pride and my ego. And I just want the best for myself, my family, members, and my people. I do my best. All I could do is my best. I am so good at just doing my best. All I can see is me being the best. I want the best, that's why I feel like I'm the best. But I gotta keep control of my pride and my ego. And I just want the best for myself, my family, members, and my people. I do my best. All I can do is my best. I am so good at just doing my best. All I can see is me being the best. I want the best, that's why.
Hey, this is radio station WSKE. We're taking calls on the wish line. baller, I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat, 6 foot and fall. I wish I was like 6'9" so I could get with Leo. She cause she don't know me, but yo, she's really fine. You know I see her all the time, everywhere I go. And even in my dreams, I can see my ways to make her mine. Cause I know she's living fat, her boyfriend's tall and he plays ball. So how am I gonna compete with that? Cause when it comes to playing basketball, I'm always last to be picked, and in some cases never picked at all. So I just lean up on the wall or sit up in the bleachers with the rest of the girls who came to watch they man ball. Dag y'all, I never understood black. While the jocks get the fly girls and me I get the hood rats. I tell them scat, skittles, the Bible. Got hit with a bottle, but sit in a hospital for talking that mess. I confess it's a shame when you living in a city that's the size of a box and nobody knows your name. Glad I came to my senses, like quick, got sick to my stomach. Overcome it by thoughts of me and us together, right? So when I asked out, she said I wasn't a type. I wish I was a little bit taller, I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a stick for a baller. I wish I was a little bit taller, I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a stick for a baller. I wish I had a brand new car. So far, I got this hatchback, and everywhere I go, yo, I get laughed at. And when I'm in my car, I'm laid back. I got an A-track and a spare tire in the back seat, but that's flat. And you wanna know what's really whack? See, I can't even get a date, so what you think of that? I heard that prom night is a bomb night with a hood rat and old type, but really though, I'm Figaro. When in my car, I can't even get a hello. Well, so many people wanna cruise Crenshaw on Sunday. One day I'ma have to get in my car and go. You know I take the 110 to the 105. Get off on Crenshaw, tell my homies look alive. Cause it's hard to survive when you're living in the concrete jungles and these girls keep passing me by. She looks fly, she looks fly. Make me say my, my, my. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. I wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a stick for a baller. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. I wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a stick for a baller. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I was a little bit taller, y'all. I wish I was a baller. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. Hey, I wish I had my way, cause every day would be a Friday and you can even speed on the highway. I would play ghetto games, name my kids ghetto names. Little Mookie, Big Al, Lorraine. Yo, you know that's on the real. So if you down on your luck, then you should know just how I feel. Cause if you don't want me around, see I go simple, I go easy, I go Greyhound. Hey, you, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Ah yes, ain't that fresh? Everybody wants to get down like that. Wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a stick for a baller. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a stick for a baller.
That don't play with them jams. All of my partners keep behind the round. That's a whole new definition of spread, bitch. I keep the K in no plan, bitch. Pocket rocket from Japan, bitch. Uranium from Iran, bitch. The money make your bitch a stand, bitch. She like the Chanel and I like the Givenchy. And we both indulging the Balenciaga. I put the leather jacket on, ain't Richie. We used to meet up and just fuck in Chicago. Hey, man. Say, man. She like the Molly and the Zan. Hey, man. Say, man. We treat the muscle like a van.
Hey, man.
Hey man, 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 h
it out the mud. Coming from nothing, running numbers up, hit the grind mode, different time zone, getting to the money, and that's on none. Mac and cheese with this game I'm spitting. Cornbread is the issue I'm getting. Niggas splitting, better stop bullshitting. OG Kyle making boss decisions. I'm a dope boy making drug collision. I told my kinfolk we are the business. Kill these niggas with eye to witness. I told my fam to avoid the mission. We had to get it out the mud. Coming from nothing, running numbers up, hit the grind mode, different time zone, getting to the money, and that's on none.
Kamikaze with the flow, I get 15K a show. And homie, that's a discount. Shut up, you made me miscount. I'm from Cloverland, 415's in the trunk. They kicking harder than Jackie Chan. My new shooter's from Pakistan. Hey bitch, say bitch, you know Flip the wrong one to play with. And it won't be a loogie if the case fit. I'm Mr. Miyagi, I break bricks. Hey man, say man, I move that rock like a caveman. Don't play man, okay man, I aim at your feet, not break down. I got a sick watch with big rocks, not kick rocks, you broke. Don't get shot, you big thot. I'm the leprechaun, don't play with me, gold. And we go ride for Big Floyd, yeah. And I got chips like a whore, yeah. And you don't want it with the king, boy. And you ain't street, you green, boy.
My presence when I walk in the room.
Yeah.
King Zilla has left the tomb. Yeah.
This is
me.
This is Zilla.
Ho.
The monster.
Just hit your ass with that stunner. I'm feeling 100. We gon' blow. I'm with the guys at the function. We smoked up a musk and I'm stone cold. I'm feeling stone cold. Just hit your ass with the stunner. I'm feeling stone cold. Just hit your ass with the stunner. Hey. Step out the house and I land on a cloud. Surrounded by angels, they checking me out. They ain't seen nothing like this in a while. Original nigga, original style. Check the profile, look how it blings and blouse. Your shit stay so quiet, you came in this loud. I'm possessed with the shit, man, I'm blessed with the shit. You walk around looking obsessed with the shit. Nigga, show some love and smoke some bud. Smoke some bud and tell them my sister they know what's up. Tell them my sister they know what's up. Otaku, otaku, we move like the mob do with shotters, with glockers. And we might just rob you, got blockers on corners and they said for Lolo. Because I'm that nigga and that's on the dolo. Just hit your ass with that stunner, I'm feeling 100, we gon' blow. I'm with the guys at the function, we smoked up a musk and I'm stone cold. I'm feeling stone cold. Just hit your ass with the stunner. I'm feeling stone cold. You see your ass with the stunner.
Yeah,
yeah. Kick back, relax, man,
I got it.
We deserve the world, run them pockets. We had the summer slam all damn summer. Fuck around here, hit him with the stunner. I wanna know how I could smack down on that thing. Tonight, baby, just meet me in the rain. I came back with the stunner. Now you bring your brains, that's a bummer. Pulled off an all-black Hummer. Fuck around, had to hit her with the stunner. Just hit your ass with that stunner. I'm feeling 100, we gon' blow. I'm with the guys at the function. We smoked up a musk and I'm stone cold. I'm feeling stone cold. Just hit your ass with the stunner. I'm feeling stone cold. Just hit your ass with the stunner. I'm feeling stone cold. Just hit your ass with the stunner. I'm feeling stone cold. Just hit your ass with the stunner. Just hit your ass with that stunner. I'm feeling 100. We gon' blow. I'm with the guys at the function. We smoked up a musk and I'm stone cold.
The monster. The monster.
just at one. Hey.
I'm next up, gotta run my checkup. Been down for so long and a nigga fed up. Been broke for so long, gotta get my bread up.
Bread up.
These niggas there, fuck you over
if you let
them. I'm next up, gotta run my
checkup.
Been down for so long and a nigga
fed up.
Been broke for so long, gotta get my
bread up.
Back against the wall, still I keep my head up.
Head up.
If you ain't talking money, then I gotta catch up. That's your hoe, I got that throw and I ain't even texting. Moving strict to Newman, I'm young and restless. Fuck a ring for my old hoe, I bought a necklace. Black rose from the mud, they ain't want me be here. Take my gang up in blood, so you know I be it. System fuck me over, strip me for my freedom. Old friends turn they back, fuck them, don't need them. Addicted to this grind, I probably never leave it. Old bitch playing games, fuck the hoe, don't need them. Double putting up hurdles just to make it harder. Baby mama drama, not to miss, I'm fighting charges. I'm next up, gotta run my
checkup.
Been down for so long and a nigga
fed up.
Been broke for so long, gotta get my
bread up.
These niggas there, fuck you over if you let them. I'm next up, gotta run my
checkup.
Been down for so long and a nigga
fed up.
Been broke for so long, gotta get my
bread up.
Back against the wall, still I keep my head up. Said what's up, mountain to a mountain climber. All that Leo in my blood, man, I'm a mountain lion. No Akon in my blood, but I'm a soul survivor. Never letting up on them, just on 100 babbles. I need 100,000, that's a meal, my nigga. You niggas claim a lot of shit, but you ain't real, my nigga. Judge want me with 3 stripes like Adidas. In my hood, I got stripes like a zebra. All these problems got me blowing, all this reaper. All I want is Franklin's like Aretha. Head to the cloud, feet on the ground. You need to stop on my side of town. It's going down. I'm next up, gotta run my
checkup.
Been down for so long and a nigga
fed up.
Been broke for so long, gotta get my
bread up.
These niggas there, fuck you over if you let them. I'm next up, gotta run my
checkup.
Been down for so long and a nigga
fed up.
Been broke for so long, gotta get my
bread up.
Back against the wall, still I keep my head up. Back against the wall, still I keep my head up. Gotta get my bread up. Been down for too long, I'm fed up. I'm next up, run my checker. I'm next up, run my checker. I'm next up, to the trapping. I'm next up,
gotta run my checkup.
Been down for so long and a nigga
fed up.
Been broke for so long, gotta get my
bread up.
These niggas there, fuck you over if you let them.
I'm next up,
gotta run my
checkup.
Been down for so long and a nigga
fed up.
Been broke for so long, gotta get my
bread up.
Back against the wall, still I keep my head up.
Hip hop list.
You ready, homie?
Hip hop.
In the club, all the hip hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
Hey, yo, what it is, man? It's Tricky Five up in this thing. And I got them bosses with me. Mr. Everywhere and Buddha Ali. As we begin to start this extravaganza. What's up, my brother? Written high life and love to you. Let's go.
Yay, yay.
Right on. Buddha Ali.
What's happening to this radio?
Psychedelic mindset.
Already DJ Heavy Love, Mr. Everywhere, King Scratch, Trulia, JoJo, um, Foxy, Six Red. The whole True West Radio, man, is going down. It's your boy, Buddha Ali, Zone 24 TV.
Sweet Pea.
Yeah.
Oklahoma Techs.
The Oklahoma Techs.
Yes, sir. All in the pot, baby.
I just woke up.
That's what's up. Glad you could join us today as we drift through another Friday afternoon gearing for the weekend.
I couldn't miss the world Texas number one DJ.
I wouldn't say that.
Hey, DJ Heavy Lord, hit that general one time.
I don't think I can do it no more. Hit the dead car one on him.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I had some charismatic DJs in my life. You know, I was looking on Facebook.
I'm coming right back.
Man, they got a thing going on down here they finna get ready to do. It's quite bizarre to me, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, when you think of an era and who was pumping at that era, when you decide to go back and throw a party, you know, tribute that era, don't you think you should get the DJ or a DJ that was from that era to do your party? I mean, it makes sense to me. I mean, you wanted that Get Back City, you go get that Get Back DJ. And I know from 1986 to present day, I have been in the mix. Put it down. But I might just, you know, go check that bit out just to see what it's going to be like. You know what I'm saying? It's like they're recreating back in time. So I'm seeing who they're going to put in my place. You know, who they're going to put in my place in the movie. Check and see if he on the level or do I need to get on the level with him and elevate my level to another game. I don't know. I might be washed up. He's all washed up. Every now and then, you got to put your boxing gloves up, man. Fight is over. Let it go. Pass the torch.
Everybody sleeping on us tonight?
Well, I can't call them if they were. So far, ain't nobody with you and Buddha on the line. Both of y'all got things going on. So, you know, I'm just doing what I do. She was going from there, man. I'm not going to be nobody to give that no more. It won't come from me. Yeah. I see how the game go, bro. So see, if you could jump into a little bit more music, then we'll be back in a little bit. Maybe somebody has something to say. She was radio.
Back up.
I don't want to blunt. Been in the game a while. Yeah.
right now. Half-stepping, they never been me. I give it my all, please believe. Ain't taking no L's, I have to achieve. Achieve this rapper in these streets. Stroke above and beyond. Over-deliver, over-perform. Over-achiever, I go the extra mile. I need to get it done. I won't stop till the casket drop. Over-grind for the top spot. Swirl hot and you're not. Hey, boy, this is how we rock. Must be working with my talent is ever set. I go the extra mile to make it make sense.
I don't walk the block till my feet hurt the slab. Been in the game a while. I can't quit now. Don't play with me and mine. I will go the extra mile. Don't play with me and mine. I will do it right now. I don't walk the block till my feet hurt the slab. Been in the game a while. I can't quit now.
When I quit, remember I didn't have a pot to piss. By the eight, but moving forward, hustle the ball like Jamal Crawford. I go the extra mile for my child, she chases me trash, it makes me slash. Raise the bar, go home, go hard. See my name on the billboard. Put in the effort, you see the results. It's soured up, put up a hook. Can't slow me down, all gas, no break. I work right now, no time to waste.
No time to waste.
My drive, my hard work, one day it's gonna pay off. 25-8, no days off. 25-8, no days off.
I don't walk the block till my feet hurt the slab. Been in the game a while. I can't quit now. Don't play with me and mine. I would go the extra mile. Don't play with me and mine. I would do it right now. I don't walk the block till my feet hurt the slab. Been in the game a while. I can't quit now. Don't play with me and mine. I would go the extra mile.
When I pull up in your city, yeah, get it litty, yeah, show me love, let's get it, yeah, pull up in your city, yeah, get it litty, yeah, show me love, let's get it, yeah, jet black, made black, park sideways, on the side of my driveway to the highway, Louis luggage, travel the flyway, every day of my life is a Friday, check, get respect, pull up to the jet, to breakfast, champagne, cheese eggs, it's a neon blonde experience, no boarding passes and no tickets, my hood card valid, I signed it, I silenced it to signal the pilot, I'm popular so I pay the bounty, they watch and hug you all on my body, nightlight, I shine bright like Christmas lights, I might like you and your little wife, I'm only here for one night, so don't get excited, I fuck up your life, I know you probably see this body and doubt it, but this little baby bout it, we're here out this party, it gets crowded, me and my squad, we be rowdy, so know that we got it, and once that it started, security can't stop it, this little card in my wallet, we'll buy out your block and use it for parking. When I pull up in your city, yeah, get it litty, yeah, show me love, let's get it, yeah, pull up in your city, yeah, get it litty, yeah, show me love, let's get it, yeah. Iced out for my teeth and my titty, hot city, so I'm always in pretty. Lights out, ain't nobody fucking with me. Lights out, yeah, them niggas poppin' willies. Latest fashion when I'm in action. Take a pic, get a laugh, throw your bastard. I'm the main event, you better catch it. Bless you bitches like I'm your pastor. I had a nightmare, I was broke as fuck. Woke up and made another 2 million bucks. If a fund was the guns to keep me up, cause it don't make the toes run up. And I drip on the strip like I'm the big crip. Heart don't pump Kool-Aid so my blood is thick. And on any beat, I'ma talk my shit. Flex, just go ahead and bomb my shit. I'm on my loud, but we quiet. Silence are on, so don't try it. My car expenses, you cannot buy it. Never been driven, look at the mileage. I bring them out, like Sean say. Work my body like I was Beyonce. Most of you niggas out here beyond gay, but it's okay, I'm in your city. When I pull up in your city, yeah, get it litty, yeah, show me love, let's get it, yeah, pull up in your city, yeah, get it litty, yeah, show me love, let's get it, yeah.
Yeah, Lookie Black, in a booth for Chef the Truth, that's not how we do, yeah.
button, Morty, give me a beat. Hit a button, Morty, give me a beat.
Oh, man,
drop
okay,
that
right,
shit, nigga.
Go ahead, drop the beat, nigga. I'm a G. Play with me and get hit with the heat. They ask me where I been, I been in the deep. Bitch, I been in the trap. Playing with me, get your bitch ass slapped. Yeah, nigga, it's a rap. When I hop out with the Mac, bleh. I tried to hit the nigga in his face, but he ran and got hit in the back. Look, nigga said he was gon' jack. Who? You lying, boy, where they do that? Uh-uh, not over her. Get playing with me and you'll get hit with the scope like a girl. High as a bitch and I'm smoking that Thrax pack. Nigga, you can smell it over there, you know that. Nigga, pull up and I'm bumping that Kodak. I got that ice on me, yeah, that good on me, you know that. Whatever you want, bitch, you can get it from me and you know that. Whatever you want, you can get it from me, come score that. You can get eye green, you can give it that white, nope. She told me she liked me, but I'm loving that white, hope. Pull up on that bike, pull up on something fast. And she told me she wanted to go, I got two on the dash. Damn, I pull out with your hoe, I got your bitch with me, uh-huh. She told me she wanted to go, she a rider, she hit licks with me, uh-huh. And she told me she got a lick, and I didn't know the lick was you. Then I didn't believe, but I had to see what the bitch do. Turn me up, we been up ever since. The nigga said he was gonna do what the who. He got me bent. Pull up in the lag behind tent. I got that thing with me, and I still got your bitch with me too. She let it bang for me. Oh God. Go ahead, drop the beat, nigga. I'm a G. Play with me and get hit with the heat. They ask me where I been, I been in the deep. Bitch, I been in the trap. Playing with me, get your bitch ass slapped. Yeah, nigga, it's a rap. When I hop out with the Mac, bleh. I tried to hit the nigga in his face, but he ran and got hit in the back. Look, nigga said he was gon' jack. Who? You lying, boy, where they do that? Uh-uh, not over her. Get playing with me and you'll get hit with the scope like a girl. High as a bitch and I'm smoking that Thrax pack. Nigga, you can smell it over there.
Fly by, yeah, I know. I just wanna skydive from being broke. Smoking on Popeye, filling my soul. Love stay on my mind, but I'm holding my ground. I dash it soon. I was studying the streets, all I took classes soon. Yeah, you see me all in front of me like glasses soon. That hood was always a part of me, I had passion soon. Had a good girl telling me to stop, I kept smashing soon. Wasn't going back to being broke, so I had to change routes. Grew up, I chose this lifestyle, never turned back to mama house. Every year it seemed like I lose a homie when the summer out. For me to give two fucks about you, that time is out. Me, I had to pin my feelings on sorry. I was getting held back by pride. I was going down, down that slide. Wanted to help, but I didn't get that right. Mama, daddy, show, taught me right. Got me a good one to treat me right. But you want me to change overnight. A lot of people around me, I didn't know if they were solid. Had to keep caution ever since somebody stole my wallet. I fell in love with the music, even though it came with some new shit. Even though it's draining my pocket, I feel it can launch like a rocket. Money just fly by, yeah I know, yeah I know. I just wanna skydive from being broke, from being broke. Smoking on Popeye, filling my soul. Love stay on my mind, but I'm holding my ground. I dash it soon. I was studying the streets hard, I took classes soon. Yeah, you see me all in front of me like glasses soon. That hood was always a part of me, I had passion soon. Had a good girl telling me to stop, I kept smashing soon. I was dropping like Amazon, on top of my shit like Parmesan. But he wanna preach like Farrakhan. Nobody ate when they hammer on me, cause it could fuck up a ceremony. It ain't like the streets care about me, if it could've squeezed the air by me. I seen a homie get slayed out in front of me. Learned at an early age that misery needs company. I remember I was smoking them pom-poms. Yeah, I was sagging on my Sean Johns. Had to get it back when I signed on. But they gave me cash just to go write a song. No, I didn't last cause a nigga smoked a lot. Yeah, I was young flipping in the parking lot. Yeah, I was dumb, I was trying to get a squad. Trying to get mail even when I'm blocked hard. Yeah, haters wanna tell but that's not my goal. If they still wanna ride then I got my pole. Even for a meal I can't sell my soul. Even for a deal I can't let that go. money just fly by.
Yeah, I know.
I just wanna skydive from being broke. Smoking on pop pot, filling my soul. Love stay on my mind, but I'm holding my groan. Got dashes, zoom. I was studying the street, thought I took classes, zoom. Yeah, you see me all in front of me like glasses, zoom. Yeah, the hood was always a part of me, I had passion, zoom. Had a good girl telling me to stop, I kept smashing, zoom.
Different angles, round neck tie, get strangled. I know how to get the stress gone. Blow a 40 cal through your chest bone. Boom, I make you famous. Boom, I make you famous. Get sent with the rest, dog. This ain't checkers, it's chess, dog. I make you famous. Your problem with you is you. Yeah, your money long, but that's where you got it wrong. That paper can't stop me from dropping you new. You done fucked up, thinking I'm not the
That'll get you right for your photos. Quadruple holes through your polo like the Audi logo. I know you know though, I'm still with the run up. Hop the fence, double handed for the come up. Dearly beloved, a body was discovered by an old head fishing with half of his head missing. The same marketing plan for you and your coalition. Global promotion, your personal mortician. I get at them from different angles. Brownsville, necktie, get strangled. I know how to get the stress gone. Blow a 40 cal through your chest bone. Boom, I make you famous. Boom, I make you famous. Get sent with the rest, dog. This ain't checkers, it's chess, dog. I make you famous. I wanna be the main attraction. Better get that armor plated, upgraded. Got armor piercings in this 5.56 I'm waving. Serve you, my version of Wes Craven. Dedicated like a publicist. I'll give you what you ask for, I love this. Leave your shit all on the dashboard, gutterness. You know what the fuck it is. You ain't really gotta wait your turn to get your ass burned and stuffed in the urn.
The community is mourning the loss.
Come, it's not my concern. Now you getting good promo for the Lodo, nigga. I get at them from different angles. Brownsville, necktie, get strangled. I know how to get the stress gone. Blow a 40 cal through your chest bone. Boom, I'll make you famous. Boom, I'll make you famous. Get sent with the rest, dog. This ain't checkers, it's chess, dog. I'll make you famous.
But hip hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip hop.
Hit the club. All the hip hop is right chill.
I am. City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
It's Tiger Young Money Zone.
It's the homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
Yeah, we back up in this small piece here, man. It's your man here, bro. Mr. Everywhere and Boy Ali in the building. Y'all know how we do it every Friday. So, let's get to it.
Let's get to it.
Man.
Hey, man, so y'all how's the call? Come on, Jack. What's the update on that?
He going to the pen.
The 8-year-old is going to the peak.
Yeah, he called Jack the car with a gun. Then crashed the car trying to outrun the police.
What? Mm-hmm. What happened? I didn't even see the situation.
Uh-oh, he called somebody, and the guy seen him and followed him and turned around and called the police. He went and picked up two people and the police followed it behind him, and they tried to block him in. He tried to drive off and then turned around, went up the road and crashed.
Wow, 8-year-old. That's funny.
And they charged him with armory and all that. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Was he a black kid?
Right.
That's the question. Was he black or white?
Black.
Okay. Yeah,
where was his dad at?
With so many households with a single parent, why do they always question where is the father?
Well, that's the whole case in point. These women's choice of men is what the question is. These women just jumping up, meeting these guys, and then they turning around, and the guys, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, and leaving with kids, and then the kids ain't got no father figure, and then what? Mama working two jobs to raise. They ain't got time to pay attention to them. So they out there doing whatever they want to do.
And that's pretty much on all sides, you know. And it's crazy. You know, I always see it. Why make a baby if you don't intend on taking care of it? You know. I feel some ghetto boys back in the days. When the boys say them pussy get up, get burned while I'm up in it.
Go ahead, Buddha.
No, I see what y'all saying. Us being men, I ain't gonna, it's hard to speak, but it's easy to say what really need to be done, like Ms. Kevin just said. I'm gonna just say, you know, we all been 8 years old. We had a fantasy either being the super cop or the super bad guy at that age.
Yeah.
Even think some of us probably even started doing some stuff like that, knowing the consequences. But this day and time, these children actually doing what they say they gonna do, or feeling what they gonna feel, or they gonna actually give some excellent or you know what they call extreme expression on things, you know. So
that's
why I heard about that, man. Did y'all hear about they y'all hear about the man they bust up in his house? He was selling body parts.
Yeah, that damn 40-something skulls.
Selling them online.
He had 40-something skulls.
And he was selling dead people remains on Facebook.
Yeah, that woman was doing it in Arkansas. They just busted her earlier this year, about March.
This man had, what he had more than skulls, he had hip bones, thigh bones, for sale, hip bones.
And he had 43 skulls.
Then his furniture, you know he off in there, you know he deep off in the black world. Black, I'm talking about that up. He had, all his furniture were made out of people, human bones. His whole living room, he said, was made out of people, human bones, furniture.
You know they did that back in Germany with the Jews. They sit up there and took their skin and made lampshades with them. So they had tattoos.
Well,
they
cut
the tattoos off and make lampshades with their skin.
That's a new one on me, but I know they did the black folks like that in North Africa back in when they came into that part. You know, they were probably already there. You know, we all part from the mummy land, as the man say.
Well, they probably copied it off of that, but that's what they did with the Nazis. They had lampshades made out of
it. That's what I'm saying. That was those same people were doing that. Hanging our hives on the wall and they use them as carpets and lampshades. Even they had nigger skin wallets. And this is 1800, nigger skin wallets.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. I heard about that. I was just listening to, shout out to Lady B135. I was listening to her cast. Yeah, it's a good topic. I figured we'd chop some of them up on here.
Well, they found two deals of marijuana and one deal of cocaine in the White House since 2022. Well, here's the kicker part. They say Hunter Biden been living at the White House. Yeah. He been down that road before, so they probably closed that investigation because it was his stuff.
Yeah, quite naturally.
Well, so here it is. You got the president's son with all this dope up in the White House, but here it is. You're locking black folks up.
For having half of that.
Yeah, that is crazy. If you look at it that way, you know, Say that again.
I said his son had got caught with crack in a crack pipe before. You know, that's how he got his felony. It don't matter who did it. The fact of the matter is they closed the case because... Yeah. All them videos, somebody should know something.
Y'all seen the TV show The Oval Office, hadn't you?
No.
Oh, man, well, that's all this is. They got a TV show, Tyler Perry, got a TV show called The Oval. And
the
president and his wife is black.
Yeah, I've seen it. I remember.
And his son is killing all the maids and killing everybody. He's getting away with it in the White House. And, you know, the president is on every drug in the White House. And he after black women, by any means, I'd say this is happening. But
there ain't no lie. There ain't no lie. That's what the news say. They said they found cocaine in the White House. I didn't talk about who did. I'm just saying, they just said, the news just said, he'd been living at the White House. He got caught with crack, hit a crack pipe, and that's why he wasn't supposed to have no gun. That's why he went to the pen. He didn't have no gun. He got caught
with crack and a crack pipe. Well, you know, if you've been to Washington, D.C., you know, the White House is right downtown in the middle of the hood.
Everybody in the White House, they've been goddamn with smoking crack and sniffing cocaine since the Ronald Reagan days.
Stacey Reed in the building.
What's going on?
What's up, baby?
How y'all doing?
All right.
Hey.
How the world are you?
Too short said a business. Yeah. What are they doing in the White House if they ain't selling cocaine?
What, Buddha?
Well, the White House is right in the middle of the hood. If you go to D.C., the White House is right in the middle of the projects, right in the middle of all the anything you need areas. Even though it's the District of Columbia, it's supposed to be in the center because that's the only free spot in this on the island right now.
Ain't no guessing about it. It got fingerprints. You can fingerprint a pack. Got fingerprints on it. So you the FBI, you can't get no fingerprints. You don't need to be working.
Yeah.
The FBI from North. They trying to North the system.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it would have been a big embarrassment whoever fingerprints came in to be.
Yeah.
It
would
have been a big embarrassment.
Can you get fingerprints on dope?
You get fingerprints on a plastic package all day. Can you get fingerprints on windows?
I'm talking about the dope itself.
The dope is plastic in the plastic. It's in the plastic. What you call it? That's all you need the fingerprints from.
But then just because the person handled the bag may not be the one that took the dope.
Well, they handled the bag, and guess what? Somebody had to put it in their hands.
and put it wherever it was at.
So no
if it was a setup, they backfire because then it's like, okay, fingerprinted. Then if you didn't plan it, there's your fingerprint. So it's a two-way street.
Yeah.
The police plan up there, and they say, well, do the fingerprints, well, they got to have somebody's fingerprints on there. And if somebody left it, they're going to have their fingerprints. Either way it goes. If the police got gloves on and plant it there, then they're going to say, well, where's the fingerprints? Mm-hmm. That's why they just closed the door on it. But it'd been us. They would have had goddamn the whole yellow tape surrounding with a crime lab thing with hazmat suits on and everything.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Y'all see the man that went in the Waffle House at 3 o'clock in the morning? Wasn't nobody in there?
Whatever.
He went in there and all the employees left. They quit. Doors were wide open. I went
doors
into
wide
one.
Open.
Mm-hmm. I went into the one in Hope one night, and the girls locked me in there. They
well,
weren't supposed to cook. Yeah, they weren't supposed to cook my food because they were waitresses, but I was a regular every night, so she wouldn't cook my food. The cook, brother called him and told him to come help him burn the house up. He had just killed his black roommate, so his brother left the Waffle House, told the supervisor that his girlfriend had a wreck on the interstate, and he had to go check on her. Well, the supervisor called. Police said, we got no report of what to call. So when I got there, and it was evening, four carloads of police come up there looking for him, and he was gone, and the whole time, the house was burning up. So they burned up the black boy, the black roommate. The roommate started going with the brother's girlfriend. So the brother
wow.
hit him in the head with a hammer and killed him and set the house on fire that night.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
What
that
you
to
have
house.
Man, that's true story, too. I remember when that happened, man. That was, oh boy, the singer song with Lady Fat, huh? That was his brother. Baby brother was in there that got set on fire. What's his name?
Youngblood.
What's that dude name?
His last name was Youngblood.
DJ, who sang this song with Lady Fat, old boy from Louisiana? His brother got burned up in the fire down the road here.
DJ,
yeah, Fool for Real, that's the name, Fool for Real. What was the brother's name that got burned up in the fire?
His nephew.
TJ Youngblood, you right? Yeah, TJ Youngblood, yep.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, I remember that night. I was like, man. And I heard the dang, I heard the fire department sirens and stuff, and I still wasn't registered. And they were like, we need to speak to him because he called the supervisor and said there was an accident on the interstate and ain't nobody called and reported one. So the police were like, we need to speak to him. And then turned around. They went and found out. They found the black guy in the house burned up, wrapped up in a blanket, burned up.
Wow.
And they had a hammer, beat him in the head with a hammer while he was sleeping.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Whew. They're thanking people out here.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's been getting crazy. The woman just cooked the baby.
They're
the
all
yeah, woman just cooked
the
baby.
What about the people that barbecue? What about the people that barbecue their grandma? Barbecue their grandma on the grill in the backyard, and the people smelled it, and they called it in.
Mm-hmm.
They happened to Houston, I think. How you gonna put your grandma on the grill and barbecue up?
Lady
yeah,
just cooked
this happened 2 weeks ago.
Day.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Them gun laws, they can never bypass them gun laws. That's why people killing people. Now everybody got a gun.
Yeah.
Anybody carry a rifle? You don't even have to have no license for it no more.
You well, it's going to tell you why. That's why I tell everybody,
it's
you
a
can't argue. You can't argue. All you can do is be quiet or be ready to kill. There's only two options you got. You can't argue. They done said everybody in the whole man, permitless carry. You ain't got to have no permit. You can do this. Ride around with it in your car. Walk around with it on you. So if you get an argument, it's not going to end well. First thing they're going to say is, stand my ground. I fear for my life. He was a big black guy, a big black girl, twice my size. Because the white woman shot through her door when she stole the kid's iPad and shot through her front door and killed the black girl. And they done dropped all charges. Right here in Florida. Dropped all charges.
Wow.
She shot through her front door. You're not supposed to shoot through no front door unless somebody breaking into your house. This woman came and rang on the doorbell. And she shot through the front door and killed this woman. Had she knocked the kid's iPad out their hands for playing in the yard and then grabbed the iPad and took it home. That was theft by itself. That was called robbery. She should have been locked up for robbery. You can't steal an iPad damn near $1,000. That's a robbery. You steal it from somebody, that's a robbery. She didn't get robbery charges.
Theft is theft. Stop stealing.
She knocked it out their hand and took it. That was robbery. Therefore, when you go break into somebody's house, but if somebody got something in their hand, possession of a car, a cell phone, they call it robbery. How you
they
think and all of them, when they knock that cell phone out of people's hands and take it, they get them on a robbery charge. They got to go pay them people off. Yeah, theft is when somebody's not there and you grab it and what you call it. When you take it off their possession, out their hand, that's robbery. She didn't get no charges and go home. And these kids got to go without their mama because you done sit up there and they playing in the grass, and you go be in the Karen and knock the damn phone, a tablet out their hand and take it home with you. So he went home and told their mama, and their mama, what you call it? But what she did, she should have did, she went and called the police, said, hey, y'all better get over there, because if I go over there, it ain't going to end too well. I went over there with a goddamn pistol. And God dang it, just sit up there and told you're going to get that iPhone back or that whole house would have got shot up. It would have been a shootout.
Shootout for iPhone. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, you bothering somebody's kids. If your kids, what are you going to do if somebody bothering them? If your kid playing out there in the yard and somebody come up there and snatch your $1,000 iPad that you done bought them from Christmas, what you going to tell him? Oh, that'd be okay with getting another one?
No, we're going to hit him in the face.
Ain't going to hit him in the face no more. He's killing to be killed. That's the problem. He can't go knocking on nobody. I just posted on Facebook just now. His girl pulled up on his girl to fight, and that girl pulled a gun out. She said, oh, I came to fight you, and you pull a gun out. Pow, pow, start shooting the hell out of her. She's trying to drive herself to the hospital. I said, you can't go up there talking about you going to fight somebody these days. All them days is over with. Them days ain't no arguing over no tomatoes in Walmart, no box of cereal, no shopping cart, no parking space. No,
yeah, they
you
fight,
can't
they fight over
they
fight over anything now.
They killed that girl over mayonnaise in Atlanta. She put too much mayonnaise on the sandwich. She said, I'll make it over again. I don't want you to make it over again. Pow, pow, shot her and killed her. That was her second week on the job. Killed a boy in New York about some cold French fries. Killed a man in Memphis about two packs of ketchup. They gave him two packs. He wanted some more packs. They said, pull up and I'll bring it out to you. And he pulled up and they bring it out to him, shot him dead as a doughnut for making him wait.
Oh, wow. Wow.
All facts. So if you dying over ketchup, everybody got on their mind. Oh, boy, just got killed in Chicago for jumping on that woman. And she texting her son the whole time, bringing the strap. The whole time, and the boy didn't see his death coming and going to punch on that woman. A 14-year-old son came in and shot him dead as a doughnut, and they dropped all the charges.
Wow.
So he died trying to be super tough because his old lady was filming him being tough over some goddamn get in there line and get your order. All you had to do is sit up there, let them order their food, kept his mouth closed, and it'd been okay. But since he wanted to be a hero.
No more patience, no more.
You didn't see the man in Houston? The man in Houston down there. This dude charged him $40 a part, $20 a car. The man met his date down there, and they went in there, and he's like, damn, man, y'all charging $20 a car to park? And the restaurant owner said, no, we don't charge nobody to park here. He said, dude outside just charged me $20 a car for me and my old lady. And they like, man, he done finesse you. That man went right outside, told his old lady, I'll be right back. Went outside, shot that man, walked right back in there, and sat down and started eating his food till the police came.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. It's a whole new time in there.
He probably lost that case. He probably lost that case. I said he probably,
yeah,
he know he beat him out of $200. He probably lost that case.
Yeah, he done lost it because the man didn't have no weapon. The man didn't have no weapon.
Right.
He just got out of anger because he got beat out of $40. But
that makes sense.
They don't care no more. What's 15 years on a plea? You can go take a plea and do 15 years, and if you do all your classes, be home in 10 to 12.
Now,
so they know that
now.
They know that now. And the reason they don't have no gun control because they want all the black folks to kill each other, so they ain't got to worry about it. They got very smart. They said, man, we got to put more guns out there in the street. We got to get these switches made with the 3D printer and put it out there so they can shoot up the whole club, shoot up the whole party, the block party, and kill everybody. So then we ain't got to worry about them.
Same thing that happened in Fort Worth. All of
them last week.
For nothing.
11 people got shot.
What happened
at the Como Festival? Right there at the Como Festival. 11 people got shot. Two or three got killed.
Yeah, two or three people
got killed. Fort Worth
last week. They had about 60 shootings in last week. Philadelphia, Cleveland, Ohio.
At that 4th of July Festival, they were having a big firecracker, and then boom, boom, boom.
Same in Shreveport, the same day. Shreveport had the same day, 4th of July. About 8 people got shot down there, 3 of them killed. Same day. They had about 50 shooting. And it's just black folks. It's black folks shooting, doing all the shooting.
And
that's what they want.
Black folks. No, that's what they say. It's just black folks. It ain't just black folks, too.
Well,
no.
I'm talking about at these festivals, these block parties and all that. You don't see no white person shoot up a block party. White people want to shoot up a hospital. They want to shoot a bank in a hospital because they done got fired.
Oh,
no,
one white boy just down here left Texas County with the loan and shot somebody at a baseball game, softball game, baseball game.
Yeah.
Must approach him in a funny way to say something.
Yeah, the white boy killed. The white boy killed everybody.
The nurse.
Yeah.
I said smoking a cigarette.
But you don't hear that. You hear us about black folks.
He is smoking a cigarette. You can't smoke on the ground.
Speaking of violence, stop the violence. Y'all got that stop the violence thing going on, Inspector Red.
Yes, we do. On July the 29th. We're stopping the violence. No more excuses. All about solutions. Trying to get these kids to know it ain't about guns. It's about businesses and fun. That's what my event is about.
Well, the only way you're going to stop the violence is everybody get a class action lawsuit and start suing the gun manufacturers for manufacturing a product that is unsafe, just like they do with the child care seats in the cars. Once they start, all the black folks wake up and say, we're going to file class action lawsuits against these gun manufacturers, then guess what? Violence going to be them. Come to a minimum, because then they're going to be like, wait a minute, they suing us for $1 trillion. All you got to do a class action lawsuit and say, why is it only in the inner city, all these guns that y'all manufacturing in the inner city, and they nowhere else. And you get the right lawyer, you can win.
Yeah. You can get the right case to win.
They park trains in the city all the time. They pull up in the city, stop that train. They tell them, hey, the train's there. They go in there and steal all the goddamn assault style weapons off the train. And then they turn around and file an insurance claim and say, oh, man, our load of M16s and AR-15s got stolen off a train. We want to file an insurance claim. And they file an insurance claim and get it back. But all they did be them sold the guns on the train to them on the black market. They be like, well, shoot, man, you and your crew give us $200,000. We're going to give y'all $1 million worth of guns so y'all can kill each other. And that's how the dope gang goes in Chicago. They leave a train on the tracks for 2 days in Chicago and Detroit. Sit there for 2 days. How you going to have more guns in the streets in Chicago, and they got some of the toughest gun laws, but you got more guns on the streets in Chicago, and everybody ain't even able to buy one? Now, you explain that. You can't.
Hmm.
It's all done by design. These pawn shop owners, they go in there and say, hey, man, meet me at the Waffle House. Give me $1,800. So he's going to sell you a $600 gun for $1,800. Then he gonna go back and report it's stolen. Somebody broke in and stole 6-7 guns out the pawn shop, right? So he done sold a $600 gun for $1,800 times 6 or 7 that he done sold. So he done made 18. He done made 3 times his money. And not only has he made 3 times his money, when he files that insurance in his $600 gun, they gonna give him 600 times 8 back. So he gonna get $4,800 back from the insurance company, and he done made 1,800 times 8 off the gun. So he win it. That's why they say,
damn,
about
boy,
about
you
about
to break it down now.
We're not worried about the folks winning. Now it's time for y'all brothers to come out in the corners and tell the people, give me your guns. Make amends. No more shooting. I'll bring...
You know what? They already said proximity.
This is nothing. If you got a gun, bring it and fulfill it. We don't need it. We don't need guns.
Well, here's what they say.
But it takes us to get in the streets and tell the kids the other way.
Okay.
Don't
you
go
got
buy
YouTube,
no guns.
Right? You got YouTube, right? When you turn a rap video on one of you, when you turn a rap video on a YouTube, what do you see? What's the first thing you see? You see? Okay, you don't watch it, but these little 8-year-old kids, what the first thing they see? They see a little dirt with a ski mask on, a poo shiesty ski mask on, with 10 niggas standing on the porch with guns, right? Okay.
In their instance, stop shooting videos like that.
Let me explain to you. Here's what the record company says. Do you want to be famous? Or do you want to be broke? I want to be famous. Okay, these lyrics we just wrote for you right here, go in the studio and rap these lyrics exactly how we wrote them. And we'll give you a record deal.
Yeah, but stop letting the record company bump onto you on that.
Well, just like I said, they say, do you want to be rich? or do you want to be broke? So what do they say? I want to be rich. I want the cars and the jewelry
okay,
and the
Balenciaga. Okay, well, stop teaching them to be rich and be rich in words.
No, we stop buying that bullshit music. It's what we do, and the record company is going to say, hey, we're not going to sign you, nobody buying this. We got to stop it as a consumer.
I'm going to say this, though. It's scary because, it spooked me because what y'all saying is real because, like, the other day, there was some kids on the back of the truck. They riding back in the truck. And I think they come from the pool or something. But all them babies on the back of the truck had a goddamn, they had ski mask. And one of them had a real gun. Held it up in the air and he tried to see. And all the rest of them had ski masks. So these some kids. I know when I'm on 13 and 12 and 10, these some girls and boys. I can hear them hollering to me.
Okay, so whoever's doing that, whoever's driving, why didn't somebody stop that person?
But I said that, listen, Miranda, though. I said next time they come through, I'm going to tell them about that. Because they will listen, the drivers of the truck. But at the same time, it's like Miss Edwards said, you really can't even talk to motherfuckers no more because them babies on the back of that truck might have took it another way. Well, I'm trying to talk to their elders and tell them, hey, you got some baby back there with a mask on with a gun, a real gun. When you see me, you put it down. And then it's up. But then they're going to come back around there with the mask off, with that mask off like they didn't do nothing. I started talking to them about the whopper. Them babies would have took it the wrong way and tried to get at me. I'm just trying to tell their kids on something. I know y'all have fun. It's fair good. The sunshine, everybody out. But that wasn't cute to me at all. I didn't like that one big. I didn't like that one
you know.
I know
here's
it's a real gun.
Yeah, here's the catch you don't understand. See, the record labels, they decided back in 91, hey, let's invest in private prisons because we can control the narrative. So we can get them to start talking about gang bang, shoot them up on records and get the little fans to sit up there and imitate it. We invest in private prisons. We're going to send these inmates to prison. So the private prisons told the state, hey, if y'all don't keep these prisons 85%, Phil, we're going to pull the contract, and y'all going to have to build it with y'all state taxpayers' money. So y'all going to have to raise taxes to build it.
Let me ask you this. I understand. I see where you're coming from. Because, see, while you say that, and I'm with you. I agree with you and with Six of Red Heaven Love is saying. We just had a pawn shop got broken into and a gun store got broken into. And then by 2 days, yesterday I was up at the shop, at the car shop at the Southern Shine, watch Buddha. I was up there, and dude come told me, he said, hey, man, watch out for these little babies, man. These little niggas over here got guns. He said, I seen a nigga with a killing machine gun. No, he ain't supposed to have that gun. He said, I bet you they stole them from them the boys that was stealing them gun from the park. He said, gun was so big that baby riding around with him in his bicycle like a toy. He said, I just want to let you know they're around the corner. They're riding around with some guns on a bicycle. They got real guns, fam. I'm trying to tell you now. I said, okay. At the same time, I'm going, where they get these guns? I said, somebody said they had robbed the pawn shop, got broke into, and the gun stuff.
And with all that security, the gun store, how did it get broke into? Like I said, they sit up there and sell that stuff on the black market so you can go kill. You see, it got there and started shooting the other day. Them two guys got arrested for the shooting. 16 years old, right there. But they tell the state, if you don't keep this 85% filled up, then we're going to pull the contract. So what the judge does, the state go to the judge and say, everybody that's black, send their ass. Don't give them no probation unless it's some damn little small joint or something. Anything else, send their ass to the pen or the goddamn private pen is going to pull their contract. They want an 85% fill in all 365 days of the year. So they said, well, we'll invest in these private prisons, then we'll get our rappers to rap these lyrics to get their fans to try to imitate them and crash out so we can keep the pens 85% full. That's why you don't have no Black Power rappers rapping about no Black Power. You're not going to see Queen Latifah do it, X-Clan do it. None of them do it because they don't want that narrative in their music. That's not going to send nobody to penitentiary. Trying to teach them about themselves ain't going to send nobody to penitentiary. So the record label companies lose money because they invested in private prisons. So it all makes sense. They say rap this, talk
so
about
that's
the
where we call the people need to gas her vote to get them assholes out of there.
Well, we got to stop buying the music. We stop buying the music. We cut the snake's head off. Bite, but it won't bite long.
That's what I'm saying.
If you stop buying everything that Def Jam or Atlantic Records pull out, Gucci Mane and all that stuff, guess what? They'll start making stuff like Nelly. They'll start making stuff like Will Smith. They'll start making stuff like Poor Righteous Teachers. They'll start making all that stuff all over again because they'll say, wait a minute, ain't nobody buying this no more.
Where's that where you put the money at? So therefore, take the music and change the music. And make
it easier.
What the
business
is?
Music, it always make a difference.
Hey, hey.
I'm just listening.
Yeah, you stop buying it. You stop buying the bullshit, then they won't put it out there.
But it's like this, though. So everybody on this line got one of them drill songs or one of them songs in they goddamn flash drive. Everybody on the line got one of them drill songs. I bet though. We all consumers of the chaos, right or wrong.
Well, then that means we all the problem. So what's
well, wait
the
a minute. Loop? Hold on, bro. From what I'm listening to, you know what? Anything that I see will probably be more devastating than what I hear. So it ain't, you just can't point the finger at music. You got all these damn TV shows and movies that everybody is looking at.
Same way.
You know what I mean? They seeing people getting gunned down. They seeing people do this. They seeing people do that. Now, just listening to it, you know what I'm saying? That's something totally different.
They watching the video.
He could say he gonna come and kill me, but until he show up, it means nothing to me.
Okay, but see, here what I'm saying. Once again, if an eight-year-old sit up there and see Pooh Shiesty with a ski mask on and 20 guys outside doing donuts and shooting guns on the video, what do you think that eight-year-old does when he turns 12?
Of course, that's visual. If it's on a video, it's visual. You know what I mean? But if it's something
start
that you're just listening to, it's a little different.
So if the record company tells them to make that video or they won't have a record deal, what do you think they're going to do? They're going to make that video.
Well, start making videos that make sense and still be cultured.
So
that's
the point I'm trying to make. We stop buying the bull junk and then they're going to do that. Just like the black agenda. The black agenda in Hollywood is make everybody gay. Oh, man, P-Valley, Uncle Murder, P-Valley. They want to make everything Revenge of the Nerd. You had a black nerd that was gay. You didn't have the white nerd that was gay, but the black nerd was gay. They want to paint that agenda. If you got two men sleeping with men and women sleeping with men, how can a black race reproduce?
Look, check this out, bro. I'm going to be 1,000 with you. And the whole thing is it's already done. It ain't nothing that nobody could do to change it. That's just the bottom line. It's already done. You know what I mean? Now, maybe it might happen a lifetime after us, but right now, it's already done. It's nothing that nobody on this planet could do to change it at all.
You know when it was done? You know what year it was done? The year Willie Lynch wrote his book, and he told us. He said, you keep one slave in the house and the rest in the field. The house nigga's going to tell if any other slave niggas in the field is going to run. Just like Django, you got the house nigga and the slave in the field nigga. So they said, we got to separate them to keep them controlled. We weren't going to tell everything about these, and we're going to go control them. And we're going to control them by making an example. This is what's going to happen to you if you try to buck the system.
It ain't nothing nobody could do about it right now. It's a wrap. Everything that's happening is going to keep on happening, bro. Now, unless it's some kind of miracle, if Jesus Christ come down and start telling people that, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Telling people
it's
what they need to do. That's about the only way it's going to work. And
let
I doubt if that's going to happen.
Let me tell you what's going to happen. I don't know if you stay abreast on the rap scene, but everybody catching Ricos now. All they're doing is saying, okay, you part of a gang. Rico. You're part of a gang. Rico. So now this record company just gave you $7 million, and you finna go do 20 years in the pen. How they going to get their $7 million off your black ass? They not. So they taking it off. The only reason they want Young Thug out is to record two albums before he go to the pen. That's the only reason they, what's his name, went down there testifying on his behalf to get him a bond, to get him out, record the two albums because he owe all that money to the goddamn record company. That's the only reason they want you.
But a lot of times when you do stuff like that, bro, they not going to even want you to do that because you're not going to be able to do no performances. You're not going to be able to do no videos. You're not going to be able to do shit.
They want the record sales. When you die, you make more money for a record company, and they put an insurance policy on you, $2 million. You make more money for that record label than you do when you're alive. When you go to jail, Young Thug done made more money off the goddamn record he just released, locked up, than he done did off all his records when he was out.
And they
That's
was probably
fact.
Just, they was just they fans. That was they fans. It wasn't a whole lot of other people going out there and buying it. I ain't
but
bought none of that shit. Motherfucker in jail.
He just dropped a new one.
That was fine. I ain't never heard it.
I don't even know about it. Telling me this right now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because you know why? Because I don't care about them motherfuckers.
Right. But see, like I'm saying, you don't, but the 18, 12, and 13, and 16-year-old, that's who they look up to. Because they say, I want to be like them, that lifestyle, the jewelry, the cars doing donuts in the middle of the interstate in Memphis, and shooting the cars out the window, doing donuts right in front of the police, and they don't pull us over, and they need a high-speed chase.
This is the thing. They need to make better videos that do not affect our kids from 8 to 12, I mean, 8 to 13 years old, because you know they're getting adolescent. So they need to start making better videos. Scenarios.
But it's too late.
It's too late. Actually, it's not.
Yes, it is, because you can have 12 artists do something positive, and then you can have 12 artists doing something negative. You know what I'm saying? And no matter what, them kids is going to be looking at the same thing. You would do something positive and have on gold chains and driving big cars. They don't want that same thing, too. It don't matter. It's too late.
It's actually not too late if you make a voice with good music. Music is never too late. All you have
to do
is make
music.
Music is always... That's the thing about music. It's creative. It's always diverse.
So you change all the music to positivity, but then you still got a gang of movies on there that's doing the same thing that they were still looking at.
You got to boycott the movie.
No. It's about...
How many people can you get to do that?
It's about changing the producers, the behind-the-scenes guy, the cameraman. It's time to change the camera. Reflect.
I want to
do something different.
Y'all make it happen. If y'all make it happen, I guarantee you I change everything that I do. I'll tell you, there's a thing that I do. If y'all can make that happen. But you can't. You're not going to be able to. You're not going to be able to. It's not going to happen.
The reason why is because of that. Anything is supposed to be changed if you make change.
Okay, let's see what you can do about that.
You might not change, but guess what? Slavery's going to be back. Full-fledged. Legal.
The only reason slavery is going to be back.
That's what they want.
Hold on.
Legal
the only
slavery.
Reason slavery. This is my thing on slavery. The only reason slavery is back and never stopped is because people keep teaching that shit. If you
no, the reason why is because we don't control the narrative.
It ain't about the narrative. You got to learn to be different and learn to listen. If you're not open to listening, nothing will ever be changed.
We don't control the narrative. You know why? Because money controls us. A black person get an escalade, he going to drive around the neighborhood 10 times in one day to show his stuff off.
Y'all think money controls things, but if you pray about shit, everything go right where you need to.
I said the black community. I didn't say you. I said the black community.
But in our black community, in our community, in our community, if we make a difference in each community and not just stand on that community, go outside to the community. The community you grew up in, take it outside. Make a difference. Don't just stand in one box.
The only thing that changed motherfuckers, and it just for a short time, is when something tragic happened. It just changed for a minute. It don't never change for a long longevity. It don't change for a long time. Michael Browns and George Floyds and Trayvon Martin, it changed for a minute. It changes for a minute. A tragedy changed for a minute.
Hold on, wait a minute. The reason it changed and stopped for a minute, because people got comfortable. Stop getting comfortable.
I don't know why you're telling me. Do something to tell the world that. Do something to tell the whole world that. And see if you can make them change.
It ain't just me. It got to be an umbrella of people.
Okay, I'm with you. Now, how many other people that you could get to be with you?
We got the urban.
Didn't I just say Willie Lynch said divide it? Divide them, keep them divided. Didn't I say Willie Lynch is going to put stuff out there to keep you divided?
Okay, with the thing that I'm doing, no more excuses to all about solutions. Stop making excuses. Make solutions to the problem.
I ain't making no excuse.
How you not?
I'm just trying to see how many people you could get to follow that analogy, that terminology. How many people can you actually get to follow that? You could tell all of us and we could all agree with you and say, okay, let's make something happen. But how many people can you actually get to follow what you're talking about?
With the thing that I'm doing? No more ceasefire solutions. It's for your anniversary right now. I remember 4 years. And
okay.
I remain the movement since I did it. So,
I said okay.
Therefore,
I salute you, Red, because you've been doing the same thing
with that, y'all. Y'all
know
what the Black Panther Party was? Y'all remember the Black Panther Party?
Of course.
Yeah.
What happened to the Black Panther Party?
People stopped talking.
The government broke them up. They confiscated their guns. They had a Black Panther member infiltrate the Black Panthers and tell J. Edgar Hoover all the play-by-play the Black Panther was going to do, and the federal government went in there and dismantled them with the mule for that and took all their guns.
Of course.
Because you had one nigga in there that was jealous of what was going on.
No, it was one nigga that went and he went and snitched on him. That's what it was. It wasn't nothing to do with jealousy. He just snitched.
The FBI killed Malcolm X. The FBI going to get one nigga, it's the house nigga, and go tell on the field nigga. The same way they did with Malcolm X. Same way they did with the Black Panther Party. They were preaching unity.
Okay. Well, get all, if y'all can reactivate all the snitches, then we'll be done with it.
Snitching
is the new thing. You get a reward for snitching. You snitch on somebody, it's like, okay, man, we're going to give you a record deal or give you a life. Look at the 6ix9ine. Look at all the snitches. They snitch.
Right.
None of snitches and come out with an album.
I'm going to tell you this. This is the thing about this whole situation.
It's people's
way of thinking that make a change. It's not somebody telling you that you need to change. It's people's way of thinking. Some motherfucking people is just dumb as fuck, so they never gonna change. They always gonna be dumb. They always gonna be stupid. It's always gonna be Them dumb motherfuckers that have little kids and teach them how to do dumb shit because that's the only thing that they gonna know because they mothers or fathers is out there being dumb too. So they wind up growing up being dumb too. It's a way of thinking. It's a way of life. It's not about you could just change a dumb motherfucker. If you was a dumb killing motherfucker, you're gonna continue to be a dumb killing motherfucker. You could go to jail for 20 years, and
okay,
that's
so
the you're going to get institutionalized, and then you're going to feel safer in jail than you do on the street.
But that makes it worse.
That makes dumb motherfuckers that you can't change.
Because you got confidence.
Some people can't be changed. People just can't be changed. Now, if you grew up like I grew up, you can listen to reason. You can sit up there and you can say, okay, I'm not going to do that dumb shit. But look, though, I can have a brother that grew up in the same family and he dumb as fuck. He not thinking the way I'm thinking. He not doing the things that I do to try to make change or anything. You can't change certain people. You cannot change their way of thinking. If their thoughts is like that, that's the way their thoughts is.
Right.
That's the way their thoughts is. You can't tell the old man on the porch to stop fussing their kids for throwing the ball on the ground. His mind is already made up on how he is.
Yeah, you're right. Right.
Some people just got their way of life, and that's just the way they are, and that's the way it is. That's the thing and once again, if you got your dumb-ass parents and you got an 8-year-old kid and y'all being dumb as fuck, that 8-year-old going to be growing up dumb as fuck, too.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree.
So that's all it is. It's the way you think. And what you do is what makes you who you are.
Yeah. I agree.
The motherfuckers just going to be born crazy. They ain't going to be born and going to be 2 years old and they getting ready to get a gun and try to kill somebody. They get taught that shit.
The criminals are smart. They know the prosecutor don't want to sift through all the paperwork building up a case. So the prosecutor just says, hey, man, we cut a plea and this will go away right now. So they like, hell, we give you 15 years. So they know they can kill somebody and get 15 years now.
They be like,
so
okay.
Like, well, I get 15 years on the plea and I'm 20. I'll be home before I'm 35. You see what I'm
but
saying?
But you still lost 15 years of your life for being, stupid.
They don't worry about when they got a life sentence and they was gone.
Then you become institutionalized.
Yes.
When you become institutionalized, everybody don't do that. Some people go to jail for this that time and be like, I ain't going back to that motherfucker. Those are the smart ones.
Yeah.
The dumb ones, you be the one that, as soon as they get out and they can't get no job,
they
ain't got no motherfucking money, guess what they get ready to do? They get ready to go rob somebody.
Yeah,
they're not worried about age 20 and they get back out to see freedom again. They're not worried about going back. They worried about seeing freedom again. Once they say it's home, ain't no more freedom. That's a whole nother deal. But everybody know now you shoot somebody to get 8 years.
I know way too many people that did a gang of years in prison and couldn't even stay out a whole year.
Boy.
Just for the simple fact that when it came down to money problems, they gonna go back to what they know. They think that you know, if they went and did 15 years and they were selling dope, they went crack for selling dope, they think they can jump back out and sell dope again.
Again.
And the whole thing about it is the dope game done changed. In the last 15 years your ass been locked up.
Yeah, but as long as they know they got a chance of freedom, see, that's the deal. When they know they ain't got no chance of freedom, what they do? They shoot it out with the police, go on a high speed chase and kill themselves because they know they ain't got no more chance of freedom.
Motherfuckers done already. Your ass is free. When you walk out that gate, I remember when I walked out of the prison gate, I was like, I ain't coming back to this motherfucker, and guess what? I went back again. The next time I walked out of that motherfucker, I said, I ain't coming back to this motherfucker. If I come back, it's going to be because somebody done really fucked me over. They did something to my mama or my family or my kids or my grandkids. That's when I'm going to go back. You know what I'm saying? And that's been over. That's been over 30 years ago. You know what I'm saying?
But
so
there's a line
where you have to draw in the sand on your own. But you got other motherfuckers that don't have no resources on trying to make some money, on trying to do this or trying to do that. So when they get out, they feel like they backed up in the corner and the motherfuckers ain't got no money. Them motherfuckers going to go back to what they know. Some people, when they get, they be in there so long, they feel safer being in jail. So they do whatever it takes for them to go back.
Yeah.
Some motherfuckers be having boyfriends. Damn, I want to go back to my boyfriend.
But you know the first word they say? Man,
they going through silly shit, trying to make some money. That's the whole thing about motherfuckers that institutionalize. They don't care about going back.
They don't
care about going back.
Unless
if you go back for the same offense every fucking time. You know what I mean?
Well, that's the point.
Therefore, what it is when people got their motherfucking head the way it is, you can't change their mind about nothing. You could always talk to them. You could always beg and plead with them. You could always try to make them stuck one kind of way. But if they're not willing to change, they're not going to change.
No, they're stuck in the box. Yep, they're stuck in their box.
Mm-hmm.
I totally agree. It's people out here, I got friends that's been locked up 10 years, and they still stuck in that 10-year box. They still talking about 1997. And it's to 2023. They just said, remember we used to have this, and that? No, you still stuck over there. It's 2023.
I got people that lived in my neighborhood. I lived on the east side of L.A., South Central. I lived on the east side. Do you know I still got homies that never been on the west side of L.A.?
Wow.
Because the world is you got the one circle that you used to being in, but it's a big ass circle that where you could go out and expand your whole horizon on things. And that's another thing about people. They be stuck in that one circle, so it always get them fucked up. When they could go outside their circle and go outside that circle
and
go outside
that
circle.
And when they get outside their circle, they be so
If you stay in that one circle, that's what happens. And that's the way a whole lot of these kids and everybody is. They stuck in that one circle because they're not able to go outside of it.
Yep, ain't nobody showed them nothing different.
Nobody showed them nothing different. You are absolutely right.
Yep.
So if you show them something different, that's what changes motherfuckers.
That's what changed the mindset. Show them something
mm-hmm.
different.
Mm-hmm.
You got to change their mindset.
Man, my son
I'm going to give you this scenario. When we went to Galveston, right?
Uh-huh.
And my friend took us to Galveston. The kids that we went with, they asked me, they said, Sandra, how you going to the beach? I said, I'm going to be there. We going to the beach. But they have never been there. So when they got there, then when they seen me, they was like, how you get to the beach?
They was turned the fuck up, wasn't it?
And they was turned up the whole time they was there.
Mm-hmm.
The whole time they
seen
was there,
something
they turned
different.
Up. Seen something different, and they were so happy in a new life because
mm-hmm.
they never got outside this box. But now that they got outside this box, me and my friend, he said, you know what, I'm going to come bring them some clothes and bring them stuff because I see they don't be doing nothing.
And that's the whole thing. If I complain about it all the time.
Change some kids' life. In that moment, because they
I complain about it all the time because to me, it feels like Groundhog Day every day around here. You know what I mean? But I've been all over the goddamn place. You know what I'm saying? And that's kind of what made me change how I was because I had the opportunity to go different places. Even as a youngster, even got older. And everything. I had opportunities to go places. As a matter of fact, I'm going back on tour in September. I'll probably be in a town near you. But the whole thing about it is, that's what it is about it. When you get stuck in that one little circle, that's how you live.
It's primarily, it's what you stuck at. You're comfortable living like that. And then when somebody takes you out of that box, you feel so different. And you ain't different. You're just somewhere different.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's just because they never been nowhere.
Man, my adopted son, Kel, I adopted him, but when I first got him, we went and did a show in Vegas. You know, he wanted to be a rapper, so me and my other son, we took him out there. He was closed in. You know, he wasn't social or nothing like that. And I changed his, once we got together, I changed his damn life. Now he got a job, he got a family, he got a house, you know what I mean? And, you know, he's a whole different person because I took him out of the element that he was so used to being in. And when he got out the first time, he didn't know how to act. He was like, oh, my God. I never been to Vegas before. Oh, my God. I never been to Arizona before. We start doing all these shows all over. And then he started loosening up a little bit because he was stuck in that same environment with the same people that was dragging him down. And that's just the way it is with kids today. If they don't get up out of that circle or that box, if you want to call it that, the people around them still going to drag them down because they all in that same box. And they grow up together doing dumb shit. I'm talking too much. I'm quiet.
Oh, no.
I studied that Willie Lynch, and Willie Lynch said, keep them divided and they'll never conquer. So as long as they keep us divided, we'll never conquer and get over the hump of having a place in America. We won't. They know that.
Well,
they put us in
that's why people are so happy to get to America, because they in that third world country, and it's like a box.
And that circle, and that box.
They feel free.
They get over here to America, they kiss the ground. They kiss the ground. They be like, oh, thank God about that raggedy motherfucker.
They just turned down the reparations. They just turned down the reparations for Black Wall Street in Tulsa. All the black survivors' relatives, the people's relatives, they didn't get no money. The federal government just turned it down, but they done gave reparations to the Japanese, the Chinese, the Indians. Everybody done got reparations in America except for the African-Americans. Everybody.
Well, they doing
America
that shit out here now. They trying to get us whores out here.
I will say our black folks ain't got reparations with food stamps and all that other stuff. Section 8 and all that stuff. You got your reparations. Stop it.
They got reparations. White folks get that.
White folks get what?
Food stamps. Section 8.
Stop it.
Well, once again, I always say where y'all at. It's way different from where we at. You know what I mean? The cost of living is way higher and all of that stuff. But these people out here is actually trying to make moves for us. You know what I mean? You know, the wrinkles ain't out the clothes yet. But they trying to get something going on.
They said they're not going to give no cash payments. California already said we not paying no niggas cash. We'll give them economic empowerment, but we won't give them cash. And every nigga got their hand out in California thinking they going to bid you some money. And they said, hell no, to the no, it won't be a cash payment.
Well, that ain't what I heard, but okay.
That's facts. Pull it up. They already said they
can't pay economic empowerment. Stop looking for stuff and just go to work.
I don't give a shit if they give me something or not.
Hell,
I wasn't a slave.
People need to stop looking for stuff and go to work. Your mama taught you how to get a job and do something. Go get it.
I agree.
Period. After you turn 25, come on, baby. It's time to look up and do something.
I definitely agree with
you. Like we said. A white American never had to go do that. They said that they used the black slaves and made money off of them.
What is white America? Because my homeboy Billy was white, and his mama was white, and his daddy was black. So what is white America?
His mama folks, when they got here and had slaves, the slaves picked the cotton, they sold the cotton, made money. Okay, now we can't sit up there and say we can go to the bank and just show our face and we're going to get a land loan and a house loan and an SLA loan.
Okay, but we ain't no competition no more, so at this point, go to Jack in the Box or McDonald's and get you a job.
Okay.
It ain't black America. It's America. That's just all it is.
$1,500 a month rent in Dallas, right? For an apartment, and then you get $10 an hour Jack in the Box. How you gonna pay half your month's rent with $10 an hour, 40 hours a week?
Say it again.
If your rent is $1,600 in Dallas, and you're $10 an hour at the Jack in the Box, how you gonna pay half of your month's rent with $10 an hour, 40 hours
a week?
Don't
let Jack in the Box confuse you as a job. Go get you something else.
Okay,
you gonna go to school, right?
Go pick you up a trade. They got food handler license, PBAC. Go get you a trade. You ain't got to go to college. Pick you up a trade.
And we out.
Trade get you more money than college sometimes. It ain't all about everybody ain't made for.